Weiter in Shas. We are in Chulin, Daf Yud Tes. Picking up on Yud Ches Mo Beis Bava on page 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines up from the bottom. We are continuing on and out doing different. We were discussing yesterday about where you light a shecht, about the tabas, about the upper ring, and about the up to the helmet, inside, outside, different limits, etc. So now we say as follows: Rabbi Shimon Malakish Achsha B'chuda Dekova. He allowed that the shechita can go through the point of the helmet. That's the again above all of the rings. The last final ring was a complete circle, as opposed to the other ones that were like horseshoes, and above that was this kova. And he says, as Rashi, "Kimin kova lemaila min akane, ki kova al rosh laka, helmet on the head." It's not that little piece of busa that falls on the kane, la'akiv is a kol, to stop the voice, known as the epiglottis. And look, kimin kova mamish, it looks mamish like a helmet. It goes like it tapers off. Chadud comes sharp. Kemin kulmus, like a kulmus, like a quill. Scoring halas. Alam. Va'oso shipoi nikra shipua shipoi kova. The slant of the kova. B'chuta b'elyona shel kova begago. So it's only the top of that. So he says you're allowed to do it to the point of the helmet. Kari le'Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan said about this, gisa, gisa, which means like, whoa, slow down there, Rashi. He says, hagas, hagas. Klomer, yosimidai, chsharta. It's too much. The ain kosher afilu Rabbi Chanina elimimakam shechidudo maschil la'alos. Even according to Chanina, it's only up to the point where it starts to slant. But no, not beyond that. Amar Papi Mishmei Derava Paga Bechite. If let's say he shechs, he's Paga, he hits the, literally Bechite is the wheat kernels, then Trefa, it's going to be Trefa. Rashi says, Galantz, Domin Lechite, and it looks like kernels of wheat. Umenachan ala kana, it's on the kana. Eitz ala kova, right by the kova. By that helmet. It says Rashi that it's like this cartilage that's up on the top over there. And it extends to below the area where the cartilage starts to slant upwards towards the helmet. And then they have a shape of like a wheat cartilage, wheat kernel. Right then it's going to be trefa. Ibailo frags like Gemara Paga Vinagaban. Does it mean it says Paga means that he met and he touched it? The Chsiva Yivka Lo Vivka Boviamas. And it says, and he met him, and he hit him, and he died. Or does it mean, Odom Paga Velonach? It means he got there, but he didn't touch. Like it says, and the angel of God approached him. The Melachim came and approached Yaakov, and didn't actually touch him. Itmar, let's take a look. I'm Rav Papa Mishmei Derava. Shear b'chite, we left over some of the wheat kernels. That means he cut through it, then share it's going to be kosher. He cut through that cartilage, leaving part of them above the cut and part below, right? This is like meeting and touching this area over here. Then we say that it's going to be kosher, so obviously even touching it is going to be okay. I'm Rav Meimer bar Yunuka. Have a ka'imna kamei Rabbi Chia Barei de Rav Avia of Amarli. I was standing in front of Rav Chia, son of Rav Avia, and he said to me, Shir b'chitek share. If he left over some of the wheat kernel, then Adam is going to be kosher. Amar le Ravina Rav Ashi. Amar le Rav Shimon Misuvra. Shimon said to me, Iklam Arzutu la'asim v'darsh. He came to our place and he darshened that shir b'chitek share. If he left over some wheat kernels, then it's going to be kosher. So they're all agreeing over here. However, we have other opinions that say, Mar Rav Ashi Amar paga b'chitek share. If it met with the wheat kernels, it's kosher. Shir b'chitek trefa. If he left over some of the wheat kernels, then it's not kosher. You can only come up to it, but you can't actually cut through it. Beep, turn the page. Yotes Amud Aleph. The Hilchasa survey says, Mishipui Kova Lomatik Shera, from the slant of the helmet and down, is kosher. V'hayim the Shai Bechita, and this is the same as what said, that we left over some of the wheat kernels. Shita is going to be good, so we cut through that. Says Rashi, Klamer Kamanda Amar Shir Bechitik Shera. Rashi says the first one before that, Vilchim Shippur Bechitik Shera, Kodim Shiaska Lakova Leshefa, Leshefa Velalos Kshera, Mishamu Laholan Trefa. Okay, Rav Nachman Achshar Mishipoy Kovel Lamata. Rav Nachman said, he said that the shechita from the slant of the helmet and below is going to be kosher. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Katina L'Rav Nachman, come on, who is it going like? Lo Rabbanan V'lo Rav Yossi V'Rav Yehuda. That's not like going like either one of them. Let's just bring you back to our Mishnah. This is all coming off the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches. What do we see? We saw Machlokas, we had Tanakama and Rav Yossi V'Rav Yehuda. Tanakama said, right, both of them said that you could only go up until the Tabas HaGadola, the great ring over there that goes all the way around. And the only, what was the machlokas between them, is that the Chacham said that the cut's got to be within the great ring. And Rabbi Yossi says that the majority of it's within that ring, but if it goes out, then it's going to be okay, even if it's a little bit. But everyone agrees that if you cut at the slant of the helmet, which would be entirely above the Tabas, then it's going to be Trefa. Right, it's what Rashi says here. Lo kabanim klo Rabbi Yossi, da filu Rabbi Yossi, lo machshe, who's more mekel, lo machshe ella hechadave ruba de shchita betocha tabas. Majority of it's inside the tabas. Avakula lamailu mit tabas hagadol, if all of it's above it, the moda de psula, even he's going to say it's pasul. Vaha kula lamailu mit tabasi. This case we're bringing is all above the tabas. What's going on over here? Amalei says to him, I know lo chilek yadana velo bilek yadana. I don't know chilek, I don't know bilek. Rashi explains that he had heard a pshat of what this means. Is lo kra banan shamayti demayir demechalik tabas ashtayim, when it cuts the tabas into two. Lo kra b'yusir shamayti demayir b'mevalik ashtayim, when it destroys his banan, it goes beyond. Lo shem v'bluka v'vulka kach shamayti. Avar v'yisi b'chilek, asidim yisrael da'achli shnei Mashiach v'parchinam pshita. Laman Achilahu Atu Chilek Ubilek Achilek, just two names. Lefiyat Dvarim Lishna Ba'amu. It's just damn words. He says, I don't know these. I know Shmaita Yadana. I know a Shmaita, right? She says, the Amurai Yadana. I know the Amurayim, the Machshri, Lamaila Minatabo. So they're allowed to go above the great ring. Levad Sheheim Shipui Kova Lamata. It's got to be from the helmet and down. Vahani Murai Samchia de Rebbe Chanina Ben Antigonus Shechalakal. Rabban and Rabbi Yossi argues on our Mishnah. Machshir mugramis to do. He's machshir their mugramis. So Michael the Gemara, no, Shmaita Yadana. Dam Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, V'Amr La, Amr Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Amr Rabbi Chanina, V'Amr La, Amr Rabbi Yaakov, Amr Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, V'Amr Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi, Mishipui Akova Lamata, Kesher, from the Shipa Akova Lamata, it's going to be kosher, which again is beyond what both those statements are meant in the Mishnayos. V'Amr Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi, he says that Mugramis to Rabbanan, a cut that's considered Mugramis going to Rabbanan, that it goes a little bit beyond the ring, because that's a Tanakama. Share Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, this kasha from Rabbi Yehuda, he says you're allowed to go beyond as long as Moses is done with it. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and somebody considers Hagrama for him, we do most of it outside of it. Share Rabbi Chanina ben Tinganus goes beyond, it's kasha for him. It says Gar Pshita, obviously, it's what we learned. No, Ma'od Tema. You would have thought to say Rabbi Chanina that Mother Tim Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Adra Abanan Kai. That was Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, his Machshir, is talking about the Mugramis of the Rabbanan. But if it were, let's say, go outside entirely from the Tabas, it would be Psula, Kamash Vala, that he goes even further than that, and he's actually going on even Rav Yossi, right? Kamash Vala is telling you that he's even going to Rav Yossi. Ve Machinami, let's say really Rabbi Chanina does agree with Rav Yossi. Who says he's arguing with him? If the Gemara can't even believe that's true, hey, Alam, my Bailey. The Rebbe should have said to Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus has testified about it. The Hilchos like Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus must be not, that's not the case. And the Lacha is like Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus. The Koi Rabbi Nachman Kavzigah, Rabbi Nachman holds like him, which is wild because that's the furthest Shita that we have over here. As long as from the kova, it's within the kova. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Asi, Machlokas b'Shashachat Shnei Shlish. The Machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi is when the Shechita Rashi says b'Shashachat Tchila b'Tochat Tabas. You start off in the Tabas. B'Tochat Tabas Shnei Shlish is two-thirds, and our Gargaris Dahainu Melochot Shalrova Acharkach Higris Shlish Achron. The last third you did outside of it. So the machlokas is when you first cut two-thirds of the trachea inside the area, inside the great ring, and then bigger shlish, and then the third one was outside of it. The Rabbanan inside with the Rabbanan, the old Kula Shkita being in Betabas Gibbon, all of it, the Tanakama, all of it has to be inside. Rashi is called Makam Aroy, the Shkita, the Kosha came the Matai, and it's clearly beneath it. Abbas of Yehuda, Savar Ruba, Kakula, Rova is like all of it. It says, Vigamra La, Shkita, Beruba. It's already finished in the row. From Mikan Ve'elech, Michatech Basa, Shkuta Baama, it was just cutting shechted meat. Aval Higras, Shlish, Vishachat, Shnishlish. Let's say, you first cut one third beyond the limit, and then you cut the remaining two thirds inside. Everyone's going to say it's possible. Rashi says, "Higur shlish tchila." You start. She hischil lishchot lemaylam in the tavas above the tavas. You shachat rov acharon the makom shchita, and you did the majority of it in the makom shchita. Then everyone's going to say, "Pesul." Rashi says, "Afilu Rabbi Yosi, it's his chiyusa shal behema berov simin who ukeshen nechtach rov a simin lo nechtach asal rov b'shchita." Majority of it is done. It's not done during shchita because it ends up being that most of it, half of that is outside. Because when the life of that animal is leaving, as it's dying, but even Ruben Shchita, you have to have that majority of Shchita has already done, and that didn't happen yet. Veleka, you're lacking that because you don't have majority of it done in a kosher place. Harmele Rav Chista, Ad the Rabbi, just the opposite. Lema Rav Chista, you should say the opposite. Machlokas kishehigris shlish shachat shnei shlish. The machlokas is when he first cut a third outside. When machlokas kishehigris shlish, higrim shlish, shachat shnei shlish. First he did hagrama. He actually started out, and then you did two inside. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Savar. This is similar to a case where half the trachea was pugum, was already damaged. We're going to see a Gemara later on about that. Right? There was an issue, and there's a pre-existing issue through half the trachea, and the shchita just extended it, the cut, slightly that was in the trachea, so that most of the trachea is now cut, in which case the shchita is actually good. Rashi says if an animal whose trachea is lacerated, it's already cut halfway through, is not a trefa, and can therefore become mutter for eating through shchita. If a b'raisa below that teaches that later on that one can shecht an animal by putting the knife in the pre-existing cut and making the slightest cut so that now you have the majority of it. So is that 49? You make it to 51. From this case, we see that not all the cut is going to contribute to the death. Right, the cut that begins in front of the trachea and extends beyond its midpoint has been made the matter that this is good for shchita. It's enough that the tiny cut, which actually affects the death, be carried out in this way. And therefore, in our case, even though the first third of the cut is made outside the shchita area, since the part of the cut that actually kills the animals within the area, which is okay, it's a good shchita. And that's what Rashi says, if you're done with the kaman, I reshaw you chatzi kan apogam, may love. The hosifal of you add to it, kolshu v'gamru shkitatsuk shira. It's going to be good. V'afagav t'chinafka chiyusei lav ruba shkita, even though the majority of words come from shkita. Okay, so now we say, that's what's saying. For Rabbanan, what are they going to say? Can't compare the two cases. Hatsa makam shkita. Over there in the case of the damaged trachea, okay, at least you're doing it in the makam shkita. But hacha lav makam shkita. Here, in the case of the first third being cut out of its limits, it's not in makom the shchita. But if you cut two thirds in and one third out, then everyone's going to say kasher, even the Tanakama, the Tanam, because we're in Tanam Mishnah on Chav Zayin that Rubo Shalechet Kamo, the majority of one pipe is like cutting all of it. Says Rashi, Rubo Shalechet Kamo, v'im lo shachat elo rova simen, if all he did was rova, v'halach lo ksheira, alma Rubo Kakulo. Right? Okay. Now, I'm a lay with Yosef. Yosef has a problem with that. It says, Man nima landa hu ruba hasam. Who's saying that the din about the rov that's mentioned over there in that Mishnah, Lav Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Katanila? Isn't Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Dim Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Katanila? Maybe it was only Rabbi Yosef Yehuda who taught it, and it was not the Tanakama. Right? It's not the Chum that taught it. Therefore, we can't borrow that concept and use it over here as well. Now, if there's a problem with the previous problem with the trachea, then we could, it was lacerated, so we cannot borrow the same idea. No, we can't say that because it's only one shita. So, Gemara, no, I'm Elea Baye. I'll do Kol Rube, the Alma, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Katanilu. Are all the laws in the world that are based on the rule of Rove, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kakulo? It's an idea that everybody agrees with. Who does all of it? Amalei, no, he says, I know with the Shechita coming. I'm talking about when the law is based on the rule of the Rove is referenced to Shechita, the Shamana, Luhu, the Pligi. I've heard that the Chacham Rabbi Yossi actually argue on this particular point. Rabbi Yossi says that since the Tanakhama says that this din doesn't apply to Shechita, all right, then therefore, he's going to say that the Mishnah is also Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, according to that, the Chacham are going to agree that the din of Ruba Kokulo in other areas, but they say that it doesn't apply to the din of Shechita because, you know, maybe Shechita maybe doesn't apply by then. So Rav Yosef therefore showed that Rav Chissa's explanation of this machlokus in the Rabbanon, the Tanakhama and Rav Yosef, meaning the Tanakhama and Rav Yosef, that the argument of cut begun outside of its designated area, really don't have a makor for it. Okay. Some say a different version of what happened over here. Right? What's the difference over here? Is that who said it? Amrav Hun Amrav Ravasi. The Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Yehuda Savar made the Hava Chetzi Kana Pagam. Rabbanan Hosam Mekom Shchita Hachalav Mekom Shchita. Vashachat Shni Shlish VeHigam Shlish Tivikol Ksheret Altanam Ruba Shalachet Kemo Maskiv La Rav Chista Man Limeladu Ruba Dhasam La Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Ketanila. The Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Ketanila. It's only he says it. Amar Le Rav Chista. It's only him who says it. Amalei, so he says, I know Ruba the Shechita Kamina. I'm talking about the Rove of Shechita. The Shemana Luda Peligi. I've heard that the Chachamim and the Rav Yossi that they argue on that particular case. Period. Okay, now, we're going to have another case of cutting by the through the trachea, partly within the area and partly outside of it. Says Gemara. Higrim shlish. Somebody cut a third of the trachea, but where higrim? Right, it's outside of the area where he's allowed to shacht. V'shachat shlish, and then he cut a third inside. V'higrim shlish, and then he cut again outside another third. Rabbi Yohu or Vluna Amarav Kshira. Wow, Rabbi Yehuda Amarav Trefa. Now, the machlokas about what it was that Rav actually said. Because when is the animal life leave? She says, Shlish emtsai rov seminu. Once it's the middle shlish, then it's already majority, right? One third, then two third is clearly more than a half. And therefore it dies. B'shchita kanafka, so it's going out in the time of shchita. And that's a place of shchita. We need most of the trachea to be severed through shchita. And that's not what happened over here. You're not having rov of it done through shchita because it's not in the area. Says Rashi, that felugar sinikina. Okay, viter. I'm going to go viter in the Gemara. Shachat shlish. What happened if we cut a third inside the designated area? The higram shlish, and then he cut a third outside. The shachat shlish, and then he does another third inside. If Yehuda amarav kshera, then he's going to say that it's actually going to be kosher because most of the trachea was cut within the area where he's allowed to cut it. Asu Shailua Rav Huna. They came in the yes, Rav Huna. Ay, 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 ay. Amalu, and he said, Shrefa, he says, no good. Because the part that actually affected the death was done outside of the area. And Rashi says that he came into this on his own. Misvar de Nafshi Amru, Vlav Mishmi de Rav, Midalok Amalu, Hachikam Rav, Shrefa, Fabiuda Amr Mishmi de Rav, for I didn't say that. He answered himself. Shamarav Yehuda v'ikbid. Rav Yehuda heard and he was makbid. Amar, he says, Tarifno makshir? What I say is not kosher. He's saying it's kosher. Makshana tarif? And not what I say is kosher. He's going to say it's treif. Because in the previous case, the third outside, the third inside, the third outside, Rav Yehuda said that it's going to be no good. Rav Huna said that it's going to be good. But in this case, they flip it the other way. So he's like, what's going on over here? He's just like coming against me. Amar, Rav Huna said, Shaper kam ikbid. He says, listen, it makes sense, and it's good. He has a reason to be machmed. Chada iu shmi'alei minid Rav. Firstly, he heard his din from Rav. No, lo shmi'alei. But I didn't hear my din from Rav. I just figured it out myself. Vahod, ha'ikiruv v'shchita. In this case, most of the trachea is done, is severed through shchita. Right? So Rav Huna was actually saying that the shchita is good whether either one of the following two things is there, the part of the cut that affects the death is within the limits, like the first case, or most of the trach is cut within the limits of the second case. Amar le Rav Chisa, Chisa says, lo te'eder bach. Don't go back. Rav Chisa argues with Huna should hold on to his original rulings. Like, don't go back on what you paskened. Beep, turn the page. Beep, turn the page into some page. The yam gang. Because if you back out of this, then mafsedus la lekamaisi, you're also going to lose out from the first din that you said. Right? What did you say over there? You're going to have to pull back to the fact of the first din that you said. If the first third of the shechita was outside of the limit, the second was inside, and the third was outside, you said the shechita is good. Why did you say that the shechita is going to be good? The chinafik chiusik is when the animal actually left, when its soul left, echshere kamar nafka, went out when it was hechsher. So that must be that din is assuming that the factor is, the determining factor is the moment the animal's life departs. Hachanami, here also, you say the same thing. So when the animal's life left, it left by because the cut that's outside of the limits that were put over there, the shechita therefore should not be good. So what he's telling him is that Rav Huna should keep his din in the second case, right, that the shechita is not good, for the sake of having it work with the, at least to be consistent with his ruling in the first case. Rav Chisda is saying that if Rav Huna overturns the second din, he also has to overturn the first one. But since he heard the first one from Rav, that can't be questioned. It's got to be. Therefore, his lack of any, you know, tradition from Rav, but the second one is irrelevant. And the treatment of that case, it flows automatically from that which you heard from Rav in the first case. Rav Chisda must hold a shechita can't be considered good through either one of the two factors that were brought above. He says that he reasons that only a single factor can figure out whether it's going to be good or not.
Vaiter ikla Rav Nachman l'sura ba'oyminei came and asked him a question. Shachat shlesha, say one third of the trachea was cut inside the good area. The higri and shlesha, then they did hagrama for a third, went out of it. Shachat shlesha, another third came back within. Now what's going to be the din? Rabbi said to him, "Love, I need to be lazer ben menyumi. It's not from the damar of lazer ben menyumi. Shechita asuya kemaster kshira. A shechita is done like the teeth of a comb is going to be kosher. And v'dil b'makom shechita. Maybe what he means is that it was done in the place of shechita, and he wouldn't accept that it went out of its limits. Now b'makom shechita ma'ar lememra. If you refer to it cut completely inside the shechita areas, obviously it's going to be good." No, you need to have a clear, nice, beautiful cut, and you don't have that. And therefore, he's coming to tell you that we don't need such a cut. Nope, it's okay. Maybe you think it's only if it's like a nice, straight one, but if it's jagged, even if it's even completely in the limits, that can be good. Then we say, no, even jagged is going to be fine.
Just Rabbi Abba Chori to Rav Kahana. Rabbi was sitting behind Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana coming to Rav Yehuda. Yosef of the comment. He's going to say the following question: Shachat Shlish. Somebody cut a third within the area, the Higrim Shlish, and then they cut a third outside of it. Shachat Shlish, and then he cut a third inside. Ma was going to be then. Amalei said, "That's a share. It's a good share." Higrim Shlish, if we go to the third outside, Vishachach is the third in, but Higrim Shlish is the third out, Ma was going to be then, Amalei says, Shchitasa Psula. Shchitasa is going to be possible. Most of it was cut outside of the limits. Shachab Mkom Nekav, let's say you cut through a hole in the trachea. Ma, what's the din? This case is the same as the trachea that's torn halfway through. Amalei says, Shchitasa Kshera. It's a good Shchita. This is the highly good Shchita. We're fine. Let's say he shechted and he cut and he got to a place where there was a hole in the trachea. What's going to be the din? You have a tear in the back of the trachea, the side that's next to the neck bone. The shochet who begins his cut in the front, cuts through half of the trachea, and then his knife reaches the tear in the back. The shechita is going to be puzzle. Now, also Rabbi Abba Amr Kamei de Rabbi Lazar. Also Rabbi Lazar Amr Kamei de Rabbi Yochan. Amr Lei says to him, Ma'ishna, what's the difference between cutting through a hole and the one that reaching a hole? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that the shechita is going to be good when you're cutting through a hole, but not when you're reaching a hole? Amr Lei says, Shachat Mokam Nekev, he cuts in the places Nekev. Nasa Kamisha Shachat Ovi Kachav Magamar Yisrael. It's like a guy cut halfway, you know, through, and then and you finish it up, in which case a shechita is going to be a good shechita.
Ashi says chatzikana v'gam yisal the kanafka chiyuse biyada yisal. It's when its life went out in the hands of the yisal. Ubepalga kamaisa lo mitrufa de psuka sagargeres shir v'ruva. A shechita by a guy is not going to be good, but if a guy did halfway through the trick and then a Jew finished it off, the shechita is going to be good because the animal died at the hand of the Jew. And this is the same thing that's going to apply with a trach. It was already torn halfway through. Since the animal died because of the cut, the shechita is going to be good. But if he cut and he reached a hole, it's like a Jew cut halfway and then a guy finished it off, in which case the shechita is going to be no good. Rashi says the apostle, the law of Yisrael, shir shechita reisha, he never did a shir of shechita. The part of the cut that went beyond the halfway mark was not made by the Jew but by the guy. Therefore, the shechita is no good. Similarly, in our case, since it was a pre-existing issue over there that extended the cut beyond the halfway mark, the shechita is going to be no good. Kari Ale of Yochanan, he checked into this. Kari Ale and Omikachavim. Kari Alei of Chomikachavim. Rabbi Yochanan yelled out about this. Rabbi Lazar, guy. Right, he wasn't calling him a guy. He was like making fun of his answer, telling him that even if one says guy all day long, it's not going to help him to answer this question because it's not a good analogy. You're not comparing things good here. Rashi says, "Lo shayu kari lo v'kachavim." Hello, ligalav is making fun of od kachavim kachavim klomer b'shchita sov kachavim ma'at tola time chad. You're being told on shchita sov kachavim. Chol yom atayach halomer ol v'kachavim ol v'kachavim. Vein the time and domain can be first over. You can't really compare the two. Rav says shapir kari alei ov kachavim kachavim. Yochanan was correct in saying goy in reference to this. Right, this analogy drew from Rabbi Lazar between the case of a pre-existing hole, you know, reaching it, and the case of a guy finishing up the cut, you can't compare them. Because Bishlam Hasam, it makes sense over there, in the case where a Jew cuts half the trachea and a guy finishes it off, it's going to be no good. Midahavali Yisrael, Mishchat Ruba, since a Jew had to cut most of it in order to kill the animal, before the Jew cut, the entire trachea was intact. Veloshach, but he didn't do it. Kinaf Kachusa, when the soul left it, Biyadu Kachom Kanafka, it only left at the time, it was the guy who did it. Right? When the Jew finishes cutting, the animal's still alive. If the guy, it's the guy's cut that killed it, the entire shechita is different to the guy. Elahacha, but in the case where half the trachea was already torn before the shechita, mechti latzi, mishchat shachit, a qualified shechita did cut the entire part of that needs to be cut for the animal to die. Right? Before shechita, the shechita was only cut halfway through. Therefore, when the shochet does this half, he does all that's necessary to kill the animal, and therefore it's his hand that killed die. So Mali Makum Nekev, therefore what difference does it make? Whether the Shochet cut through the hole, Mali Pagabal Nekev, what does it make a difference if he met up with it? Even in that case, if he reached the hole, it should be good because he did all that was necessary to kill the animal. So rather than saying Rav Yochanan is his backup of Yochanan's shtickle over here to say that Rav Yochanan's objection to that which Rav Lazar, Rabbi Yehuda gave his psak and period. Okay. Zok the next Heliga Mishnah. Okay, we're going to see now Shechita and Malika. Zok the Heliga. We know Malika is with the animal that there's certain carbonus that are brought to from the back of the neck. They put the nail and pop it off. So we're going to see what we can do. Shechim and Letzadim, some of the Shechita from the sides. Rashi says Letzad, it's from the side of the neck. Shechita, so Shechita, the Shechita is good. Rashi says Vafila Chatchila Nami. Vaidi the boy Lemiste Amolik and Letzadim. Since we want to talk about Malika, so Tana Nami Shechit B'Diavad. It says Loshan of Hashochet, right? In Loshan of B'Diavad. But it's got even good Chatchila. Shechita, Shechita. Sometimes Malika from the side, then Malika, so Psula, the Malika is going to be Paul Sarashi says, the Malika Ksiv, Mimul Arpo, the Hayani Meachorv, it's got to be in the back of the neck. Hashokim and Aurev, somebody does a Shechita from the Aurev, Rashi says, Mimul Aurev, Mukil Bagamar, Kolomer Meachorv, it's from the back of the neck. Shechita, so Psula, Shechita is going to be Paul Sarashi says, Ugamar, Mukminula, Bishalohichse, Simanim, Achore Aurev. Yeah, we're going to see that if, okay, we'll see about what the Gemara is going to be talking about. But the point is going to be Psula. Molik Mina, if somebody says Malika, Mina Orif, on the Orif, Malikas Ukshera, it's going to be Kosher, right? Because that's a mitzvah of Malika Lechatkila. Shochim Mina Tzavah, someone shechs from the neck, Shechitas Ukshera, the Shechita is going to be Kosher. That's how you normally do it. Molik Mina Tzavah, somebody says Malika from the neck, Malika, also Psula, the Malika is going to be Pasul. Shekola Orif, Kosher, Malika, the entire oref, it's the back of the neck, is good for malika. Chalatzavik al shechita, all the neck is good for the shechita. Nimsa kasher b'shechita pasal malika, kasher malika pasal basila. Fine, it's an inverse relationship. What's kasher by shechita is pasal malika, and what's kasher by malika is when you pasal for shechita. Zok te'el gemara, my oref. What do you mean when it says oref? What is that talking about? What is oref? So, says the Gemara, Ilim, or if you want to say it literally means, or if it literally means the back of the head. I says, Mashiyesh mina orif acharea partsuf kari orif. The face and behind it is the head. Could the elephant come with some? How they pun him? Can they get pun him opposite to the face? My irish, Ilim, or if mom, if you want to say it means literally the back of the head, my irish shochet, why are you saying that shechita is going to be no good? Feel molik nam, even malik is going to be no good also. Mimul arpo, rechman. It says it would be mimul arpo, this is facing the head. V'lo arpo, not through the arpo, the back of the head itself. Ela, my orif, what does it mean? Mimul orif means mimul it, the back of the neck, which is right next to the. Right next to the head. No, can you tell me, see if it says, Kola Orif Kosher L'Milka, the entire Orif is good for Milika. Right, it says, V'yiba Orif Mamish, my Kola Orif. I read Dover Muat, it's a very small amount, the head of a chicken. Elish, Rami Na, Mul Orif Kamishu Orich, like the neck, which is very long. Minan Mili, where do we know this from? Where it says, Mimul Arpo, there's a back of the neck. The Tanar about Mimul Arpo. The Torah says the mul arpo. Mula roes arif. It's the one, it's the mul of the arif means that it's views the arif. V'cheinu omer v'hu yosef mimuli. And it says, and it sits in a view of me, right? Balak, when he's speaking about the fear of the Jewish people, is next to them. And he says, mul, it doesn't mean that they're on top of them, right? Because Jewish people weren't there. But what it means is he was within view, right? And this is showing that the witness is mul. When it comes up, it means within view, as opposed to directly on top of it. So mul arpo means not on top of the arif, but it means something which is in view of the arif. V'omer, another pasuk says, ki panu elai arif alopanim. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Hashem is saying that Yidden has turned away from him and is supposed to be coming towards him. It doesn't say that they turned their arif toward me. And not the front of their neck. It says they turned their arif towards me. Turns their arif towards me. Not their face, which is saying that the orif is the back of the head, as opposed to the back of the neck. Therefore, mul orif means the back of the neck, so we can view it. In fact, I'm my vomer, why bring two psukim? Vchitim, if you want to say, orif gufe lo yidan eich, I don't know where the orif itself is, then the mul did eich, the word to its opposite, tashma ki panu elai, orif lo panim, it gives it the opposite direction, b'chal the orif lahad panim, it's opposite the panim, and that's something which is right next to it, that would be the neck. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.